ARTA is seriously concerned about the business rescue situation of Mango, not because it's eventually gone into business rescue, but the fact that it should have gone into business rescue over a year ago in April of 2020, when the executive management at Mango raised the concern around the financial distress of the airline and suggested it should go into business rescue back in April 2020. So to sit here now, after staff have lost so much money and creditors have also lost out, is quite a shocking situation to find ourselves in as a with another state-owned airline. We also have a serious concern around conflicts of interest related to the airline that is owned by the consortium, which is proposed to be the SAA partner or the strategic equity partner. It seems to us that Mango's demise will play right into the hands of the Takatsu consortium, who have an interest in Lyft's success. So that, combined with the fact that we have the state-owned airlines running up massive debt with other state-owned entities like the Air Traffic Navigation Services and the Airports Company South Africa, we have around 850 million rand of debt that has been allowed to accumulate over the last number of years with these government entities, including SARS, who's owned 335 million rand by one or more of these airlines, be it SAA, be it Mango or SA Express. And we have a serious concern that this same leniency around debt and payments is not afforded to private airlines. It is only afforded to the state airlines. And so we have a real serious situation now developing where there's an uneven playing field. Again, the International Air Services Council has not been constituted. This falls under the Department of Transport. So we have routes that are not being flown, that are being held captive by Mango and SAA, and people, services, tourism that's supposed to rely on these flights along these routes to Zanzibar and other places, for instance, are not being serviced. And again, this is protectionism that is applied due to the inefficiency and gross misconduct, as far as we're concerned, relating to the state-owned entities. So all in all, we have an airline industry and an aviation industry in this country that is suffering as a result of the poor mismanagement by the state on a number of fronts. And ARTA is appealing to the state and the presidency to have this matter urgently attended to.